today is going to be called Sound Studio. Now, what is Sound Studio? Well, sound is spelled S-O-U-N-D, and of course, studio is spelled S-T-U-D-I-O, Sound Studio. Now, what does that do? Well, actually, in the Sound Studio, it's a very special place because any type of sound you want to record usually is right there. And you have padded walls, you have padded ceiling, and there's a door usually at one place. And when it closes up, every single sound that's inside that room is going to be recorded. Okay, so or anything like that, you can hear it. So you want to hold on to whatever sound you have and make sure that it's very careful. Okay, so in the Sound Studio, it's a very special place to record sound. Now, why is it important? Because inside of your film, you want to make sure that every single sound that you have is exactly what you're looking for within your film. A sound studio will do that for you. You can do voiceovers, you can do ambient sound, you can do whatever it may be. But a sound studio is the place to do it, okay? So that's a sound studio. Coming up, American Slang.
Hey, 各位好，欢迎来到动感英语。你现在收看的是 American Slang。我们今天是最后一次锁定影片 Atlantis。还真不舍得这个影片，我喜欢。你呢？好，我们来看看下面这个片段，你会看到。按照这次探险的初衷，好，你知道初衷是什么？以前讲过了。好，按照这次探险的初衷 ，Kida 他带着 Atlantis 的文明和能源被撞上了货车，后来会发生什么呢？一起来看。
What did she say?
I don't know. I didn't catch it.
如果你说 Hey, I didn't catch it 是表示不是我没抓住它它一般的意思是表示我没听清楚或者我没明白你的意思我没听明白你刚才说什么叫 I didn't catch it 好我们来看个例句第一个 A 和 B 来个对话好吧 A 说 A 可能刚才走神了他说 Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa Hey, hold on, wait a second I mean, what did the weather report say 刚才那个天气预报是怎么报的第二个人说 我也没听到他会说 Well, sorry, I didn't catch it 好一个句子的意思你懂但是我也没听见 I didn't catch it 好我们再来看第二个例子给你另外一个例子听好了两个人对话第一个人说 Hey, 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 hey What was her name again? 那个人刚才那个姑娘那个金发的她叫什么 What was her name again? 好第二个人说 Well, I didn't catch it I didn't catch it When she was introduced这句话的意思是别人见到他的时候我也没注意我也没听清叫 I didn't catch it when she was introduced 所以记住了在美国里面的表达很实用既然你想表示我没听清楚天气预报怎么说我没听明白他什么意思你都可以用一个句子叫 I didn't catch it
What did she say?
I don't know, I didn't catch it.
进入经典对白，那么正义最终是要获胜的，是这样的吗？好，是这样。那么我们来看 ，Milo Thatch 和大家一起夺回了 Kida， 不过古老的文明马上要面临着火的洗劫，火山 记得我发了。
Vinny, new plan. You and me, we're gonna be decoys. Audrey, sweet, cut it underneath that thing. Cut her loose.
We're on it.
All right, Milo. Say, any last words? Yeah, I really wish I had a better idea than that.
Well, I have to hand it to you. You're a bigger pain in the neck than I would have ever thought possible.
Hey, 各位来看过上面这个片段，学语言来。第一个句子交给你们叫 We're on it.
We're on it.
所以你再来看这个句子叫 We are on it. 它的句子可能两个意思，一个理解是我们马上就去做 We're on it. 第二个意思是我们已经在做，很快就要做完了。我也可以说 We're on it. 有两个意思。我们来看看例句。第一个，听好。The boss asked us.If we could finish the report by 5 p.m., I told him we were on it. 这句话的意思是老板问过我，嘿，你们能不能在下午五点以前把这个报告写完？我已经跟这个老板说 we were on it， 表示我们马上就会做完，叫 we were on it。好，各位来看第二个例子，两个小对话，两个人 A 说，嘿 ，Do you remember to call your mother？来看第二个人说 No, but I'll get on it. 好，来看这个句子 A 说 Hey, 你还记得别忘了给你的妈妈打电话 Did you remember to call your mother? 第二个人说呵，我真的是忘了，不过我马上就打，叫 No means No, I didn't remember. OK, No, but I'll get on it. 我马上就去做 On something.
Well, I have to hand it to you. You're a bigger pain in the neck than I would have ever thought possible.
好，各位来看下面的一个原点。好，这个句子跟我一起读这个句子就好。You're a bigger pain in the neck than I thought.
I have to hand it to you. You're a bigger pain in the neck than I would have ever thought possible.
You're a bigger pain in the neck than I thought. 好几个词你都应该认识，对不对 ？N-E-C-K 是脖子的 neck。好，你的疼痛叫 P-A-I-N 叫 pain， 所以这个句子叫 You are a bigger pain in the neck than I thought， 有点难听起来。它的句子是表示，来，你的脖子上面如果有疼痛感，它是形容好还是不好？你猜当然是不好。所以这个短语是表示一个人或者一个事情让你很头疼，让你心情不舒服，让你气恼，我们就会说这个东西或者这个人放在主语的位置后面加上叫。Is a pain in the neck. 想想脖子疼痛是很难受的，对吗？所以什么事情让你气恼，让你心痛，让你不舒服，让你头疼，我们就用这个短语叫 a pain in the neck. 好，给你举例子，马上就来。听好，第一个例子，我有一个朋友叫 Nancy. Well, I have lots of friends. Yes, I do. 我有很多朋友。听好了，这个朋友叫 Nancy， 他最近有一个头疼的事情。What's that? 听好了，叫Nancy, her sister is a pain in the neck. Why? 因为 her sister, she's always stealing Nancy's clothes. Wow, 这句话的意思是 Nancy 最近有头疼的事情，她的妹妹总是偷穿她的衣服，总是偷她的衣服穿。所以我说她的妹妹是个麻烦，于是我讲叫 her sister 麻烦麻烦，头疼头疼，叫 is a pain.Pain in the neck. 第二遍，好，我们再来看第二个例子。哎，真的是祸不单行，好像这个月份 Nancy 总是倒霉，估计她妹妹跟她过不去，她还有一个人跟她过不去。那么那天 Nancy complained to me about what? Nancy complained. 她跟我说 ，Hey Duran, yes, I really wish my ex-boyfriend would stop calling me. 她说，我真是祈祷，我真是盼望。我的前男友不要再骚扰我，不要再电话骚扰我。所以他说 I wish what? My ex-boyfriend would stop calling me. I know maybe she needs my help, right? So maybe I say, gosh, yes, he is such a pain in the neck, right? 他说我跟他讲，我说看来他是个大麻烦，因为的短语就是这个叫 a pain in the neck。 我们听到这个句子叫 He is such a pain in the neck。 He refers to her ex-boyfriend。 That's right， 非常好。
Vinny, new plan. You and me, we're going to be decoys. Audrey, sweet, climb underneath that thing and cut her loose.
We're on it.
All right, Milo. Any last words?
Yeah, I really wish I had a better idea than that.
You're a bigger pain in the neck than I would have ever thought possible.
好了，教了这么多东西，带你回顾一下。在俚语里面，我们学了一个词组是表示 ，Hey, I didn't hear. Hey, I didn't understand. We could say, I didn't catch it. One more time, I didn't catch it. 非常好。接下去我们学了一个词，表示跟 on 有关系的，表示老板，我们快做完了。Hey, 我们已经开始做了。那个句子叫。We are on. We are on it. Very good. We're on it. 接下去我们学了一个词组是跟脖子有关系，跟疼痛有关系。那个短语是表示他可真麻烦，这个事情可真麻烦。那个短语叫 a pain in the neck. 好，不错。今天学了这么多东西，记住了要 review 好吗？别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Scene. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Spirit. It's called Here I Am.
I hear the wind calling my name. The sound that leads me home. Flame that still burns. To you, I will always return.
Here we are, we've just begun. We've just begun together, our time together. And after all this time, our time has come. So today, the time has come, 时间到了. The time has come, our time, to be together.Very romantic song. We finally made it. We can be together. Here we are, still going strong. Going strong. They still are persevering. They're still focused on their dreams. They're still focused on each other, on being together. Going strong. They're not weak, even though they've had to probably face lots of hardships in their life. They're still strong. Right here, in the place where we belong.We belong here, together. It doesn't matter where it is. If we're together, this is where we belong. Here I am, next to you. So, here I am, next to you. It's where I belong. Very romantic. Oh, let's listen to it, and I'll see you next time on Action English.
Flame.